I couldn't see the thing was driving. I was living in Colorado, and I watched the program on TV in the prison that the end of new kids coming out of school. And the people asked each kid, what's this? What's this? And to my disappointment, none of them mentioned the name of God. It was only very presence rather than the time. So I said this. Now I said that to make a little bit of the time. Why we see it in here, for unto us is a child is born. Who is the child?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, okay. Why did he come?
To invite us to be with him.
So Jesus came to invite us. Imagine the reason for Jesus to come down is to take us, to live with him eternally. This invitation that required the Father to send his own Son, to take all the people with him, to live forever. If you know of a medicine that can extend your life 5 years, and that medicine would require you to sell your house to buy it, would your wife have been there? It's very valuable, the gift. The gift of eternal life is a gift that you should understand. That it's very hard for us to understand this concept, but that's the reality. The reality is that the Lord Jesus Christ came to our world, he is the Son of God, and he accepted this mission of his Father for one purpose, to invite us to live with him. Why? Because he said that my enjoyment is in being alive. Why is that? Because he created us to be, and through that his freedom, we can display love. God is love, and all his desire is love, all his nature is love. And he created us to practice this love, to give us mind and qualities that we can be free, we can reject and accept. So the third question was, everyone will accept it, unfortunately not. No. What is going to happen for those who do not accept? They are not invited. They are invited, but they didn't accept the invitation, so they get out. What happened for them out? We don't know. Some people say marriage, some people say punishment forever, because all the words in the Bible can be interpreted in different ways, but the main thing is that some will accept the invitation and appreciate it and follow the invitation, and it will end for them in this eternal world. And the job of the church, the job of the priest and servant, nothing other than clarifying this concept. Nothing other than making people understand the concept that we have to be prepared to go with him, to live eternally with him. If you were invited to a house, and that house is a bit strange for you, maybe different nationality, different country, wouldn't you think a little bit what should I put on as clothes? What should I take in my hand? So Jesus came to show us a model. and Him to remind us and show us a model. And that model will mirror His model. The Father would like us to be like His Son. So His things really is showing many things. And we study it thoroughly. We study the Bible thoroughly. Every time we read the Bible, we see what Jesus did, how did He react, what did He say, how did He understood the situation, what was His comment. Why? Because we would like to be like that. We would like to have the quality of Jesus, such that the Father will see us to be adopted sons. And He said amazing thing before we did this. We stayed 3 years with them, openly going with them. He chose to work with people all the time with them. He spent good time with them in the lake, going to preaching. He had food, he had feasts, and he had money left in his units. But he didn't have a house, and he didn't have luxury. But before he left, he said something amazing in the Gospel of Luke, St. John, chapter 17. He spoke long, and the Holy Spirit made John remember this long ago that was recorded in 3 long chapters, about 6 pages, what he said in his last hours before he went to the cross. The last thing in that last speech, he said, Father, speak to the Father, I would like them to be with me, to behold my glory. I like the love that I have towards you, Father, and the love that you have towards me, to be with them. I like them to love me, and I love them, as you love me, and I love you. So that's the model. That's the saying that He prepared. The river has a number of beasts, and the job of the devil is to destroy this town. The purpose of the devil is that this love doesn't happen. Because if it doesn't happen, then we don't look like His Son. We cannot live forever with them. We cannot. It's not our nature. In heaven, there is no place for hatred. There is no place for bad feeling towards others. All our duty, in the number of years that we live on earth, it could be 50, 70, 80, 100, sometimes much less than that. Our purpose is to gradually have the image of the Son of God in us. And the main point in that image is the love towards people, the love of all of us. So, at the start of the new year, as Pope Julian was always telling us, try to concentrate on one virtue. Choose one virtue to see how it goes. Let this virtue be, am I qualified? Am I trying my heart to, I guess, to try my heart to achieve this goal that I will look like Christ? I will have the same attributes like Him. Would I really try my best to forgive? And sometimes we don't like someone. I say, I can't help you. I can't help you. He's sick. This person is sick. How can I love him? Well, in the terminology of the word love, people understand it in different ways. But Christ understands it to be action, not only feeling. The love in the Bible is action. I can do this action. Despite that, I don't like a person. I mean, it's not like a person, but I love being at peace and passion, which means that I do my best to make him happy. I go out of my way to give him something. I will serve him. I invite him with me in the same procession to be towards heaven. Despite that, some of his attributes may not, some of his qualities may not be to me attractive. Someone was saying, did Jesus like the Pharisees? I don't think so. They were not likable. But did he like them? Of course. Did he like them? Of course. Remember, number of years, one of the monks did serve at St. Mark, looks at the angel man on the statues. I observe that he number of times when he gets annoyed from someone, he looks in a prison. And I told him once, how do you do that? He said, at least I can't swallow it, but at least in front of God, I do my best. What is my best? I can give a present. The idea is very, very sweet. Because the other person may respond with this nice gesture that this person will achieve. So when we love people in a Christian fashion, we serve them with the very generous things. We don't blame them, we don't criticize them. On the contrary, we do good things to them. And gradually, we will become loved. And we can like them after that. But the next step is to start something according to the laws that the Lord does first. So in this marvelous day that we remember that about 2,000 years ago, the Father from heaven liked us, the coming to him, and he thought that it is very enjoyable to have us with him. They enjoy his glory and they enjoy his love. And he can offer himself to us. He opened the Holy Trinity for us to join in this glory. All that's good for us is to imitate his Son. We have received a wonder that qualifies us to accept this wonderful invitation. Glory to his name.